Hi, hello. We've got a child here, gate 27. He seems lost.
A what?
A child, a boy of about. How old are you? I'd say five. He was found wandering through the terminal with a carton of juice and a backpack.
Does he have a passport?
No.
Have you put out a call for his parents?
Yep, several.
Okay. What's his name?
Excuse me. Hi. What's your name? Bratva. Where's your mummy and daddy? Mama? Papa?
Bratva. Hmm. Is that his surname?
Is that your last name? Is that your last name? Bratva? I don't think he speaks much English.
Where are you?
Gate 27.
Okay, bring him to security. I'll see you there.
Okay. Goodbye.
So this is Heathrow Airport Passenger Welfare Officer Evelyn Davis. Today's date is April 12th, 2018. It's currently 8:36 p.m. This is Bratva. Do you want something to drink, Bratva?
Shani's to that piani.
What did he say?
He won't his mother.
What's your mum's name, Bratva?
Kaska Samaiket. Kade Samaiket Ibusheti. Maike mama, datko, daddy.
Where did you come from, Bratva? Do you know?
So Samoletul dude. He says he came on a plane.
Do you know where you live?
Hi, I checked the incoming passenger list for Bratva. Only one hit, so we're in luck. It looks like he flew in from New York today with his mother, Maria Elian.
Is that your mum's name, Bratva? Maria?
Vaya muta la mike dili. Maike tu Maria les casa.
I think that was a nod. Let's get the page out for Maria.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. They were booked on a flight to Sofia, Bulgaria.
Even better, so we can get Bratva over to...
No, hold on. Their flight already left, and Maria wasn't on it.
So she's still in the airport then?
No. She's on a flight back to New York. Atlantic Airlines, flight 702. She should be landing at JFK at 11 p.m. New York time.
Okay, we need to, Hello, can you connect me with security at Atlantic Airlines JFK? Yes, I'll hold. JFK. Yes. Bratva, don't worry, sweetie. We're going to find your mummy.
Breaking news this hour. A plane has crashed.
Atlantic Flight 702 from London Heathrow was expected in New York.
Atlantic Flight 702.
For its radar contact with the plane was lost.
All people on board.
But I think everyone here is bracing themselves for the worst.
Point, it really is still a mystery.
The disappearance is due to mechanical problems, pilot error, or even terrorism.
Weather conditions
is yet to be determined.
This is very rare. For an airplane to disappear is not normal. I think we have, at this hour, every reason to expect that this is not going to be a good outcome.
Tempers are fraying. Some relatives of missing passengers were forcefully removed from a news conference.
Satellite images show the plane changing course dramatically.
Altered course before ascending rapidly to 20,000 feet.
The aircraft made that turn toward the west.
Lost position.
53 left.
Lost in the middle.
Hoping for news.
Of the ocean.
About loved ones.
By a suspected bird strike.
A bird strike.
Bird strike is the most likely reason.
As the plane was moving to 33,000 feet, we know that the left wing engine struck a flock of geese. The pilot reported...
We have to move on. Life is a fragile thing, and maybe this is a time for all of us to pause and turn to those we love and hold them close, because life is
fragile.
On this episode of The Truth, we're bringing you something special. It's the first episode in an 8-part mystery thriller from Radiotopia about a missing plane, a cabin full of suspects, and a search for the truth. It's called Passenger List, and you can hear all 8 episodes right now at passengerlist.org. But after the break, we will listen to episode 1 of Passenger List.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at 4 California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to episode 1 of Passenger List.
Come on, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Hello?
Hi. I'm trying to reach Greg Ford.
That's me.
My name's Caitlin Lay. I messaged you on Facebook about the flight.
Right. Can you just hang on 1 second?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, I got to mess around with just a minute. Do you really know about his name?
Sorry, I just had to find him. I have, like, a quiet spot to talk. Hold on. So, yeah. The woman with that kid.
Yeah, you said you were on an incoming flight with her, right? You sat next to her and her son?
What is this for?
My brother, Connor, was on 702.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's not, thank you. I'm just trying to piece all this together, so if there's anything that you could tell me,
Yeah, totally. Like I said in my post, I just happened to be sitting next to the woman with the kid on the flight into London, you know, before she got right back on board the other one, and yeah.
Right. But you said that she got a phone call.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought anything of it if it weren't for all the things going on in the situation, but I hope you're not calling because you're offended by all the speculation.
No, not at all. It's actually comforting to see that other people have questions, so. Sorry. Anyway, back to this woman.
Right. So, it's not like we talked much during the flight. I just asked her about her son and if he'd started swimming yet. I'm a swim coach.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be polite, and she didn't really speak much English. And as soon as we landed at Heathrow, and everyone's turning their phones on and everything, she gets this phone call. And I remember, she just froze. I mean...
So, she was scared. Could you hear what she was talking about?
No, I mean, she was talking in, I don't know, whatever she was speaking in.
Bulgarian?
But definitely, yeah, she was scared. Terrified, I'd say. And she took the kid in her arms and was just whispering in his ear. And all around us, people were unbuckling seatbelts and opening the bins and pulling down suitcases and all that. And she's just sitting there staring straight ahead with the kid in her arms, and her face was like ghost white.
What happened when she got into the terminal?
I don't know. I didn't follow her. But when I was in line for the immigration line, It was this big, big line, and a lot of flights had come in all at the same time. And I noticed her standing there all alone. And I remember thinking, where's the kid? I mean, I wouldn't have even remembered it if it weren't for all this talk about, you know, I mean, not a conspiracy exactly, but something weird going on. But, yeah. Does that help at all?
I think so. Yes, thank you.
You don't believe this thing about the flock of geese?
I don't know what I believe.
Yeah, it must have been really hard for your family.
Yeah. It still is.
So what? She just turned right around and checked back into a flight to New York, right?
I don't know. I guess.
Without the kid? I mean, what kind of mother would do that, right? You think she had something to do with, you know, what brought the plane down?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot that we don't know.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, what do any of us know, right?
Hello?
Hi, is this Anna Dragoff?
Who is this?
I'm sorry, you don't know me. My name is Caitlin Lay. My brother was on 702.
Yes.
Your sister was on the plane as well, correct? I was hoping that we could...
I can't help you.
Up here on the right, 193 is
Salerno.
Yep, that's it. I can jump out here.
Okay. There you go.
Thanks.
Who are you?
I'm Caitlin Lay. I called you earlier today.
Get out of here. I have nothing to say.
Anna, please, just wait. Just wait a second. Look, I lost my brother, and you lost your sister. There's no... What the authorities are saying, it doesn't add up. All of us, we're in the same boat. We all want answers, and I think we can help each other. Just give me 15 minutes, please. Anna, listen. Bratva? He's your nephew, right? Bratva? I know where they took him.
Where did they take him?
Can I come in?
We can't talk here. My parents, they get upset. There is Starbucks on 188. We meet there.
Can I get you a coffee?
Where is Bratva? Address, you give to me now. Well?
I need to ask you about your sister first.
I cannot. I'm leaving.
Anna, I promise. You can trust me, okay? I'm not a reporter or anything. I'm trying to put all the pieces together.
I don't believe you.
Look. This is my ID. See? Caitlin Lay. My brother is Connor Lay. He's a computer scientist, one of the best, and
He lives with his boyfriend, Thomas, and a cat named Tova. We used to sneak out just so we could drive around and listen to Willie Nelson. He'd stay up late to teach me how to program in JavaScript, and he's my favorite person in the entire world, and I want him back more than anything.
I'm sorry for your brother.
Thanks.
Where are you from?
Kansas.
That's a long way.
I'm a student here, actually. Well, just outside of the city.
You said you had information about my nephew.
I do. Okay, the thing is, I've been doing some research, and the FAA's official explanation, the bird strike, it just doesn't make sense. First of all, there's no physical evidence that the plane even crashed. There's no wreckage from the flight, no black box. The final transmissions, they all seemed normal.
Spaceship.
What?
Spaceship came and took them away.
That's not what
or it was Russians or North Korea or Lost World of Atlantis or oh, I don't care. Tell me about my nephew.
Okay. At the moment, the case is still in the hands of the British Social Services, and I imagine they let you know that already, being next of kin and everything.
Yes, but we only get official letters. They want us to provide so much information, and my husband is away, so it's difficult for me.
Where's your husband?
Away.
Away where?
Business.
What does he do?
He does business.
What kind of business?
You ask too many questions. And you still haven't told
okay.
me.
Bratva's, he's been taken to a home in Oxfordshire, about 90 minutes northwest of London, and the court has appointed an official guardian.
I know all of this.
But yes, but I've got the address.
You give it to me. I was like his mother. He stayed with us. Maria was never there. I was with him all the time. If he woke up crying in the night, it was me.
Where was Maria?
Parties. Rich man, I don't know. And then she came one day and just took him away.
Look, Maria got a call as her plane was landing in London.
So?
Do you have any idea who it was?
Why would I?
I spoke to one of the passengers sitting near her. Maria was upset by that call, and it sounded serious.
I don't know.
Why would a mother leave her son at the airport and get on a plane unless there was...
Unless she was going to blow plane up.
No, I'm not saying that. I just... But maybe she knew something was going to happen, and so she...
Look, you tell me nothing. I tell you nothing. I have to go.
No! Listen. I have the address. The house where they're keeping Bravo, I have it.
So give it to me.
I don't have it with me.
Oh, this is fucking joking. Goodbye.
Anna, please. Please. They need you. We need each other. I mean, come on, I'm trying to put all of this together and find the facts. No one's telling us anything. But if we help each other, we can figure out...
Figure what? Listen. In Kansas, you have tornadoes, yes? You have big wind and storm. It comes down from sky and smack! Your house, gone. Your whole life, ruined. What is the reason? Exactly. You don't know. And you will never know. It just happens. No reason. Just like plane. Plane is gone. My sister gone. Your brother. What is the reason? I go on Facebook. I join support group. Everybody want to say they know secret. They know what happened. But they don't. No one does. No one will ever know. You love your brother?
Yes, yeah.
You remember that. Forget the rest. I go now.
We'll return to passenger list in just a moment, But if you listen to the show a lot, you know that right now I'm playing a game on my phone because when I listen to podcasts, I love to play games on my phone. And my favorite is Best Fiends. It's a matching puzzle game where you match these plants and flowers and things and you collect all these characters and they help you make more matches. And it's really fun. I'm up to level 970. And one of the things I love about this game is that the layout for the levels is really well done. It's got this compelling graphic interface that like rotates in a little sort of like a barrel drum, only the picture is constantly changing and the picture is of always a really interestingly designed world. And the whole game is just designed really, really well. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. And trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. I want to tell you about another scripted audio drama. It's a new one from Wondery, and it's called Blood Ties. It stars Josh Gad and Gillian Jacobs, playing a brother and sister named Michael and Eleanor Richland. And after the sudden death of their billionaire father, disturbing allegations emerge about his dark past. These revelations thrust Eleanor and Michael into a fight they're completely unprepared for. And as the stakes of telling the truth continue to rise, they grapple with their father's legacy and what to do with it. Make sure to subscribe to Blood Ties on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. Now back to Passenger List.
I can't make it.
Caitlin, it's your brother's funeral. This isn't optional.
I've got classes. And if I miss them, then...
Connor would have come if it had been your funeral.
You have no idea what Connor would have done. I know you think Connor could never do anything wrong, but that doesn't mean that... Connor's not even going to be there. Just because some official issued a death certificate doesn't actually mean
that
he's...
We waited 6 months for this, Caitlin, to finally be able to say goodbye.
You and Dad could do what you want.
No,
we can't bury Connor until we have answers.
We do have answers, Caitlin. If you don't come, what will people say? You are now our only child.
But don't put that all on me.
This thing destroyed your brother's life. It can't destroy yours, too. You must...
You mind if I vape?
Not at all.
I mean, some people do, you know, even though...
It's fine. Do you mind if I record? You're a journalist after all. I mean, you know how important it is to kind of keep a record.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Great. So this piece you're writing about, what's his name again?
Dimo Dragov.
That's really his name?
Sometimes supervillains actually do have supervillain names.
And you think he has something to do with Flight 702?
Well, look, none of this has been proven beyond all doubt, but do you know what Dragov does?
Business, according to his wife.
Trafficking. Young women, mostly, from Bulgaria. He brings them over on tourist visas with the promise of work or marriage. And then, when they get here, they just... disappear.
They
get drugged, forced into prostitution, then passed around his network of business associates. DC mainly.
Jesus.
Yeah. But I'm gonna nail him. I'm pretty close now. I've got quotes from his top lieutenants and women who've told me he's interviewed them for jobs as quote-unquote personal secretaries. Just a few more pieces of the puzzle, and I will
have this. Like, I hope you get him. I really do, but... What does this have to do with 702?
Dragov's wife, Anna, the one you met at the Starbucks. I've been hounding her for months, but she won't talk to anyone except, apparently, to you.
Oh, well... I guess it's because I kind of blackmailed her.
I told her I knew where her nephew is.
Wow. Wish I'd thought of that. Did she tell you where her husband was?
Away. On business.
He's disappeared. Most likely to Europe. He's probably in Bulgaria now, spreading his own particular brand of misery there.
Okay, I'm still not seeing the connection between him and 702.
No? How do you think I found out about this whole Bulgarian sex trafficking operation in the first place?
Beats me. I mean, how does anyone find out about something like that?
You don't. Unless you're a customer. Or unless someone rats them out.
Maria.
You're a sharp cookie.
God, this all just got really...
gnarly? Weird. That's how you know you're onto something.
So, you think Dragov had something to do with the plane going down?
That, I don't know. But you said Maria was scared before she got on 702, and she left her kid behind. I mean, that doesn't sound like someone who feels completely safe to me. My theory? Dragov found out Maria betrayed the family and sent someone after her to take care of it in the way these people take care of snitches. I leave you to speculate what that has to do with the flight.
Well, thanks for the info. How'd you find me anyway?
A mutual friend.
We have one of those?
Well, friend is a strong word. How do you think you're getting your contacts?
I don't know what you mean.
Like, who gave you the sister's phone number and address? These crime families take their privacy very seriously.
I got an email pointing me in the right direction.
So who gave you the tip?
Honestly, I don't know. I've got an email set up for anonymous tips, and it was, well, anonymous.
You've got someone on the inside helping you out.
On the inside?
Someone with access to stuff.
Who?
He calls himself Dylan.
I don't know a Dylan.
Well, I can guarantee that's not his real name. He left this at the front desk of my employer this morning. For you. That's why I contacted you.
What is it?
See for yourself. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to look, but I am damn curious.
That's Maria and Bratva getting off the plane in London. It looks like it's from a security camera. But who would have access to that?
Like I said, Dylan seems to have access to things. So,
walking through the terminal. Now she's kneeling down beside him. Kissing him. Now she's alone. Now she's talking to...
Oh my God. That's Dimo Dragov.
Okay, please, can you just sit down for a minute?
I come for address. You have with you?
I know about Dimo's business.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I met with Valerie Venix from New York Magazine. She told me some interesting stories.
So what?
Where's your husband?
It's none of your business.
He was on Flight 702 with Maria, wasn't he? He was waiting for Maria in London so he could take her right back to New York.
I don't know what you talk about.
Sure you do. I got a hand on Maria's phone records, and you know who called her just as she landed? It was you. Why? Was it to warn her? What exactly was Dima's plan for Maria when he got her back to New York? Was he going to punish her for betraying him?
You seem to have all the information.
Why don't you tell me?
Maria didn't abandon her son. She was trying to escape with him, wasn't she? To give him a better life. Away from Demo, away from all of this, and then...
Listen, stupid girl.
No, okay? You listen. She left Bratva in the airport terminal because she knew he would have a better chance at a good life than if he stayed with her and faced whatever Demo was going to do to them.
You have no idea what you're talking about. My husband was a good man. He took care of his family. My sister was a disgrace. She think everyone in America have it easy. She think she's judge. Look at her, betraying her own family.
Don't you care about what your husband does? That he was going to hurt your own sister? You know what, I'm finished here.
Give me the fucking address. I don't think that's a good idea. That's not your decision.
No? But it was Maria's.
You will regret this, Caitlin Leigh.
Yeah. That does seem possible.
Hello?
Hi. I'm trying to reach, Dylan?
Didn't you read the note? You have to download... Shit. Look, I'll call you back. Click on the link I sent.
Wait, but
you.
I really... Hello?
Caitlin Leigh?
Yes?
Hi, this is Christy from the Dean's office. I'm just calling because we've noticed that you haven't attended classes for a while, and I just wanted to check everything was okay with you.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You know, Caitlin, there's actually a waiting list for your course. If the students don't attend,
I actually have to go, so...
And would you like a counseling session?
Counseling? Why?
It would be an opportunity to talk through... You know, look, Caitlin, we can only imagine what you have been going through, and we don't want to put you under any pressure.
I'm sorry, I'm really going to have to get off the phone right now.
There's also the question of your tuition fees.
I've got to go. Dylan?
Don't call me. Again, a message through the app. It's only safe if we both use it. So what do you want?
I just wanted to thank you for the photos and the phone records and...
There's no need. I hope you find the answers you're looking for.
Thanks.
Is that it?
What?
Was there anything else?
Who are you? Why are you helping me?
I'm just someone who wants to find out what really happened. I saw your post on the Facebook group and I wanted to help.
Right. Did you... have someone on Flight 702?
Look, you don't believe the bird strike theory, right? Well, neither do I.
Okay. So, how did you get those images?
No.
What?
No, you can't ask me that stuff.
Okay, but why wasn't Demo Dragov on the passenger list?
He was traveling on a fake passport.
Then wouldn't the FAA have some sort of...
Lots of people travel on fake passports for lots of reasons. He's not your guy.
Well, then why would...
I thought it might have something to do with him, but I've got another lead.
Wait. You're saying all of this, the trafficking, Dragov's crime empire, had nothing to do with the plane going down? I mean, that...
Correct. Trust me. And you're wasting your time with Anna.
How do I know that you're not part of this? A member of Dragov's crime family trying to throw me off the scent? Wow. Thanks for the reassurance.
Listen, Caitlin, I don't have time to reassure you. You can either trust my intel or not.
You have more?
Yeah. The person you should really be looking into is... Shit. I've got to go. I'll be in touch.
No, but I... Dylan? Dylan, is that you? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Episode 1 of Passenger List, Traffic, featuring Kelly Marie Tran and Dolia Gavansky, was written by John Scott Dryden, with editing, sound design, and music by Mark Henry Phillips. Passenger List is executive produced and directed by me, Lauren Shippen, and John Scott Dryden, and is a project of Radiotopia from PRX. For more details, including a cast list, visit passengerpod.org.
An all-new story from The Truth is coming in mid-January. In the meantime, you can hear all 8 episodes of Passenger List at passengerlist.org.
Radiotopia from PRX.